you're listening to Michelle Where Is Stuff For podcast.
Okay, I am just so excited for this podcast, this episode. This is my very first guest for this podcast. And I can't believe that this is happening now. So I am so excited to introduce my first guest. I know this guy at church. Well, he's also a very good friend. And he's very talented and kind. Can I say cute or handsome?
Handsome.
But all I can say is a very talented guy. He has a very good voice, singing voice. I'd like to welcome Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Mesh. Thank you very much. Such a wonderful intro. Yeah, it's an honor to be your first and ever guest.
Yeah, so, you're my first guest for this podcast. Yeah. You know, very quickly, to be honest, I can't believe that you said yes for this podcast.
How can I not say yes, Mesh, especially if it's you who's asking?
Okay, we're gonna have it's actually my top four worship songs, favorite worship songs. Mm. We're gonna talk about that more later on. But I'm gonna ask you, how are you, Tim? How are you? I haven't seen you. The last time that I saw you was last year. So yeah. This is the first time that I'm seeing you again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. 1 year has sped by so quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can agree that it has been a challenging year. By God's grace, we're still here. We're doing your podcast. We're still doing our top fours and all that. So I'm doing good, Mesh. You? How are you?
I jump-started this podcast during the circuit break. Do you know
really?
That?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, And this is my fourth episode.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And I want to ask you, how are you keeping yourself sane during this pandemic? This is crazy times.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Do you have any? Did you pick up any hobbies or anything? Me, I just I want to tell you, I have a serious relationship now.
Wow.
With Netflix.
Oh. Okay. Wow.
With Netflix. How are you? So,
right.
So tell me, how's
expecting.
Your how's your family? How are you?
I can say what I can say is this pandemic, it's a bit bittersweet for me because it's also a way for me and my family to always contact each other. It's been more frequent, and all those Zoom calls, those messengers with my family. It's, like what I said, it's bittersweet, but it's something that I can take away from all of these. And,
You're incredibly busy at work.
Yeah.
Are you doing, like, any exercise or whatever?
Yeah, that's something that I need. Is it something that you notice for me?
I didn't do any exercise this year. No,
oh, I didn't notice that.
And we should.
Yeah.
I just ask you, because a lot of people, they said they pick up new hobby or like new skill during this time. So I think it's great. It's just so good to see you. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you.
And I'm so happy that you said yes. I thought you're not going to say yes to this.
Of course.
I am just happy because we're going to talk about my top four favorite worship songs or Christian songs. Mm-hmm. Well, I chose this topic because for everyone who don't know you yet, you are a worship lead. Mm-hmm. You do worship leading at church.
Yes.
And you love to sing. And you have a band called FOTH. Is it FOTH? F-O-T-H?
Yes. Okay. What does it mean? It means from orphans to heirs.
Oh, yeah. I thought it's fathers to something. I forgot. Are you still catching up with the guys? Are you still doing recording?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Okay. In fact, we released a recording that we did. It was a live recording.
Oh.
I think last 2 weeks ago.
So, via Zoom.
Via Zoom, yeah.
Virtual. Uh-huh. So, yeah, so we're going to talk about my top four worship songs. Actually, I have a lot of worship songs that I like, Christian songs that I like, but I tried to narrow it with this four.
Mm.
So we're going to jump to it later on. So I understand that you're going to help me play part of the track.
Sure,
then we're going to talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, but before we start, I'm going to have an icebreaker for you. I call this four rapid fire questions.
All right.
So very easy. All you have to do is just to answer fast.
Okay.
Answer fast. Anything that you wanna say, whatever. So I'll let the audience judge you for your answer.
Wow.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right. So this is the four rapid fire questions. Let's go. Are you a morning or a night person?
Night person.
What is your favorite hobby?
Playing music.
Wow.
Yeah.
What compliment does people give you the most?
Wow, it's hard.
What compliment does people give you the most?
I have a good singing voice.
Wow, okay. What would you do with your 15 minutes of fame?
I don't know, like preach the gospel.
Wow, that's so thing. Nice. So there you go. Very easy. Find it easy?
Yeah, it was fast.
What did you answer? Are you a night or a morning or a night person?
I'm a night person. Oh, yeah. I'm not.
I know, because you always reply at night. But what time do you sleep?
Very late.
In the morning?
Around.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Okay, there you go. Did you like our icebreaker?
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah, going back, I have a lot of worship songs that I like. So jumping into my top four is actually a song by Corey Asbury. This song is called Reckless Love. I like this song because I actually like worship song because of the lyrics mainly. The lyrics of it and the melody. And if you have been listening to my podcast, I only have 3 episodes so far. My top 2 episodes talks about my quarantine tracks. So I also listen to popular music. Mm. But, you know, gospel song or worship song is my go-to songs. Mm. Like, at least a day I would listen to one worship song. And sometimes if I'm really tired or I'm happy or whatever mood it is, you know, not just because I'm sad. Sometimes I would just shut the door and just play it loudly. And sometimes I would pretend that I'm the worship lead. I would do that. So I pick up Reckless Love because first I like Corey Asbury. I like the message of the song, Reckless Love. This song was released in 2017. Mm-hmm. Have you listened to this song before?
Yeah. In fact, I think it was played at our church for a few times.
Oh, did we play that?
Yes, we did. And my first impression of it was, the lyrics are truly, it's very honest.
Yes,
and
very
the
honest.
Melody itself is, it's quite singable.
Yes.
Quite memorable also.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you can never...
I didn't know that Every Nation actually played this song. Because
they
said, when this song came out, they said that there's a lot of, like, controversy.
Yeah,
because of the use of the word reckless. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to the start to the finish of the song, you would know that the reckless word is actually the best. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect fit. Mm-hmm. The perfect title for this track. It's like, how far would God go just to, you know, show his love to us? So you're gonna play part of this track.
Okay. All right.
If you spoke a word, you were singing over me. You've been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life into me. You've been so, so kind to me. Tonight, oh, I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Holy, overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God.
All right, thank you so much. I love that. I love that track. And do you have any other part of this song that you like?
It's funny because you mentioned about the controversy because of the title.
Yes,
Reckless. And usually controversies comes from a thought process wherein you have not seen the context fully yet.
Mm.
So I suggest that, usually before we even try to criticize, it's best to have a look at the full context and where the words are coming from Yeah, I really did like how the author really described how God's love really fights till we're found.
True.
How yes, we couldn't earn it when we don't deserve it, yet He still pursues us like relentlessly. So yeah, that's amazing.
I like the part of the lyrics which says that He would go for the one and He would leave the 99. It has a biblical background.
It's a verse, yeah, yes. It's a verse.
Yeah, so I like it. Thank you so much for playing that. So we're gonna dive into my top three song. This song is special because I didn't know that you also like this song, and I am talking about the song "How He Loves." This one is from John Mark McMillan. He is the original singer for this song. Was he also the one who wrote this song? Because I know that you also like this song.
Yeah, he was the one who wrote this song.
Again, it's all because of, I like contemporary music, the worship songs, because of the lyrics. And I also understand that Kim Walker Smith also did a cover for this. That's the one that I always listen to, actually. Okay, and since we're talking about worship song, I'm going to ask you, since you do worship leading, and I understand that you also write music, what is a, you know, worship song for you? And what makes a Christian song good?
So when we talk about worship, actually it's more than just the music, or it's more than just what we do every Sunday or every time we're in the platform. It's actually a lifestyle. So worship, it's coming from the word worth. Worthship.
Some theory here. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, what do we put our value? Where do we put our value the most? And definitely, the things that we do in the pulpit, it's a reflection of what we do each day, and it's what's inside of our hearts. So, for me, the biggest challenge for leading a worship is not the song selections. It's not even the pitch or the technicalities, but actually how we live each day, like prioritizing Christ and like loving Him with all our hearts, minds, and soul. And for me, worship is a lifestyle, and it's something that
we
do each day. And what makes a good Christian song is actually all music, right? All music can be a worship song. It's just that the lyrics are different, though.
Yes.
So all of us, we worship something. True. Even the love songs that we hear.
Yeah.
It's correct.
I remember one pastor.
Sure.
He was saying that this popular music.
Mm-hmm.
He was listening to it, and then he said, "I didn't know." He was talking. I didn't know that I was actually dedicating this pop music to God because of the lyrics. But it's not a worship song. Yeah. So true.
Yeah. So it's. You're definitely right. Yeah, it comes from the heart.
Yes.
And there are songs, though, for me, what makes a good Christian song, if I narrow it down, right, to a good song that we sing every Sunday as a congregation, then I think it has to be theologically correct. It has to be, the doctrine has to be there. And of course, it has to be God-centered, and it has to reflect the truth about the gospel. So lyrics are very important for me when it comes to worship songs.
I hear you. Yes, I hear you. All right. So right now, let's go ahead. And we were talking about How He Loves. You're going to play again part of the track. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
He is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy. But all of a sudden, I'm unaware of this affliction's eclipsed by glory. I realize just how beautiful You are, how great Your affections are for me. And oh, how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us.
Don't go away and listen to the second half of my interview with Tim and find out which song landed at number one spot
on my top 4 favorite worship songs.